I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the sweet spot 1 to 3. He'll call you brother and man like Shoddy. It's the afternoon J-U-B. I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the sweet spot 1 to 3. I have amnesia and I forgot. It's something something J-U-B.
That's right.
The best.
240 on the sweet spot. And Ham, I believe this is sponsored.
Globe Life.
Thank you, Globe Life, as you bring us international chirp chirp. It is 1/3 of the morning users. Texas Radio Hall of Famer, Marconi winner. It's our friend George Dunham. Hi, Jeb.
How we doing, boys?
Oh, pretty good. How are you?
I'm okay. I just worry about you guys.
Because of baseball or what?
Yeah, baseball related.
Oh, no.
I'm starting to think the Rangers stink.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Yeah, they're letting us know, aren't they, George?
Give it some time. It's a long season.
It gets swept by the worst team in baseball, and
they suck.
Hey, listen, Diamond Talk will be electric no matter what. It always is.
Well, I know that, but I hope you guys are ripping because they need to be ripped.
1:30, they got ripped aplenty, which means they'll
swept by the Angels, whatever that was last night. This is. Man.
Now, if the Rangers if the Rangers get no hit tonight, let's just have you on and we can talk. We can do some late night job. Maybe have a mango mousse.
How about this?
I'm drinking tonight if the Rangers get no hit.
If the Rangers get no hit, this will be our final Diamond Talk in the history of the station. We will close down shop tonight.
Okay, you'll turn it over to EA and
No. The post, there will be no more Diamond Talk. Like, this is it.
It just ends the program.
Yes, the program will end.
Oh, I see a trade here. The Astros have traded for Tarek Skubal.
And he's starting.
Wow.
And Jacob Mizorowski also.
Skubal's coming back from his elbow injury. Interesting.
Well, okay, George, maybe y'all have seen this. I have not. Has a team struck out 14 times and then been no hit the next game?
It's entirely possible, but it is very Rangers, isn't it?
Yeah, I bet that's a rarity.
Yeah,
is it good that they were no hit, which is bad, but is it better that they only struck out 4 times in the game and they drew 5 walks compared to striking out, you know, a Kerry Wood game or something?
They hit into a number of soul sucking double plays and soft grounders. Yeah, it was little duck snorts.
How about some guy named Santa getting his major league debut and being part of a no hitter?
Even Santa's against the Rangers right now.
I know. Man. What are we going to do?
They were cheating.
I had higher hopes.
Well, you know what?
Robot Santa on the mound.
George, there will be no Diamond Talk Friday night here on the station because we have...
Thank you.
...another edition of Jub Jam.
Yeah, I'm really getting pumped. This is... I mean, I love it every year. It's a labor of love. Put a lot into it, a lot of hours and all that, but it's worth it for... The charity, the Senior Source of Greater Dallas. And then it's just a fun night. And every year we try to bring you the best in Texas music. Last year was pretty awesome with Cameron Albright and my hero Randy Rogers.
Heck yeah.
And, of course, the great Brady Black. But this year Cody Jenks is just, I've told you guys, he's such an amazing story of just starting out as a local artist. He didn't have a record deal. He just went out and... like hand-to-hand combat, sold his music. He just traveled around the country, and his songs are so good. He speaks to, I think, just a lot of people in this country right now who are kind of fed up with, I don't know, whatever side drives him crazy. Yeah, and he really does, I think, represent the common man. He's a really common dude. He's done really well. He's made a lot of money. But I spent some time with him out at his place about 45 minutes northeast of here a couple of weeks ago, and he's just the most down-to-earth guy. We went fishing on some of his ponds and just had a great time, and he's just a superb talent. And the fact that he's anchoring it, we got Courtney Patton, who I played a little of her music last week. She is amazing, great singer-songwriter. I think she's really going to impress a lot of people who haven't heard her before. And then, of course, my buddy Bobby Duncan and Isaac Hoskins. You guys have known Isaac and Bobby for a while. So,
heck yeah,
man, it's going to be a great night. And
by the way, that Longhorn Ballroom is incredible. Isn't like the great? Renovations they've done there. I know it's been, you know, for a few years now, but if you haven't been to a show there, do yourself a favor. It is an incredible Dallas venue.
Yeah, I mean, they talk about some rooms, well, and these same people, Edwin Cabanis and his crew, they run the Kessler as well, but they run this place, and the sound there is always good. The memorabilia that they have there is just
it's like
off
a museum.
The charts good. The people who've played there through the years, from the Texas Playboys to Willie to Waylon, the Sex Pistols, it's got an amazing tradition. And it's going to be a great night on Friday, and we still have a few tickets left for standing room only, but basically we're sold out. And from what I understand, we're going to have our biggest crowd that we've ever had at Jub Jam, and it's going to be our biggest night yet.
Is Walonsky going to get sauced on the air as he does every year?
Man, you gotta watch him backstage. I'll say this about Jub Jam. It has the best backstage bar in the business.
Okay. I've been back there. It's you're not lying.
Yeah. It's dangerous. You gotta pace yourself back there, and sometimes Robert doesn't, but that's what makes it so magical. That's what gets those hard hitting questions out there. Yeah, that's the other thing that's cool is the backstage show going on simultaneously with the stage show. So if you're not there, we'll play some highlights from, you know, the stage when someone's up there, but you'll hear these artists on with Robert talking music, playing their music. There's no telling who may stop by. The great Mike Ducey from Fox 4 is going to be there.
Okay.
As a bit of an MC of the night. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be really, really good.
And raising all that money for the senior source, it is so impressive what you guys are doing. 15 years of this, George. Congratulations.
Thank you. That's right. This is Macho Self-Storage Jub Jam 15.
It's going to be 15. Awesome. I know.
And even if Ducey's there, I'm excited for it.
Even if. Well, George, Justin brought some audio to our attention, and we feel like you might have a member of your crew who's being underutilized, and I'll have Justin explain this to you.
Okay.
Yeah, because you'll do some voices from time to time. Obviously, Gordon does a lot of 840 bits, but y'all have another member of your crew that has a big bag of voices, and I don't think you're using him enough.
Okay, well, let's hear.
Well, earlier this month, your producer, I forget his name, I think it's Deddy.
Dedimore, yes.
Yeah, y'all were going over German accents, and he tried his out on air, and I don't think y'all gave him good support.
Directly instructed an inferior that they had to do your bidding. Hey. That's the way you look at it.
No, why are you not referring to us as inferior?
Oh. Did somebody just speak actual German?
He's more Eastern Russian. European.
Man. Yeah, we're good.
I think that was brilliant.
Really? Because in
Denny
real time,
just wanted to join in on the fun.
It sounded like you said we're good on accents for a while.
Just dismissing them.
Is that what I said? I don't think I said that.
I can play the audio again.
I said that was awesome, Denny. Do another one.
Yeah, we're good on accents for now.
Well, luckily he didn't let that.
I think
that
we were running late. That was the deal. We were running late.
He says it was 7:21.
We're going to go to break 10 minutes early.
So it was like 33 and Gordon was running late, so I said, okay, let's go.
Well, luckily, like I said, Daddy, not one to be swayed by negative opinion. Yesterday on Memorial Day, he was mixing with Travis and Sod, and I guess Bruce was going over ticket comparisons to the Dallas Stars, and he compared Daddy to Adam Ernie, and Daddy didn't like
that's
that.
That's not bad.
So he wanted to unveil his fake Bruce onto the station.
Okay. Well, to be fair, I wasn't looking you in the eye when I said it.
But, you know, well, Adam Ernie's still on an NHL roster.
Right, he's a pro. Okay.
All
right.
Every silver liner matters.
Well, in response to Bruce's critique of where I rank in Stars hierarchy, my response is...
Got him. I think nailed.
You still good on accents? Are you finally going to let him go?
Bruce? I don't know, Bruce. What do you think of Daddy's impression of you?
So just...
Okay. All right. I mean, tell Michael hi. And why did he compare Corby to Jason Robertson?
I don't know. I forget who Trevor Daley is. So I'm just saying.
You're right. I think we need to use Daddy Moore to do voices.
That's what it sounds like. I mean, you have this untapped potential.
Man, don't tell Gordo that. He's always trying to unload the... you talk about load management.
Can't do back-to-backs anymore.
He's trying to offload all the time, so...
Like, we don't have a shoddy yet.
I know.
Well, I'm working on it,
but I don't feel good about it.
Daddy might be your guy. Like,
yeah, you get 4.5 minutes of this.
That's so loud.
He's more Eastern Russian. European.
What did Bruce do after he said that?
Bruce was not sitting
there. Bruce wasn't there.
Oh.
This was earlier because Bruce was in the previous mix. And so they were telling him what Bruce had said.
Gotcha.
He wouldn't have the guts to do that to Bruce.
No.
Not at all.
There he is.
Hey, Michael. We just wanted to bring that to your attention so that when y'all are sitting there.
I think you really hit on something here that we need to utilize.
Yes.
At least give him a tryout for fake shoddy.
Yeah, we're good on accents for now. Okay.
Oh, never mind. Sorry.
We don't have one yet. I mean, we've had more than a year and we don't have one yet.
Mm-hmm. You just got to do the brothers and the mans and the.
Yeah.
If anybody knows how to say brother.
It's natural.
Brother.
That sounds like shoddy.
Monty gets to hear my fake shoddy because I'm always either texting or talking to him and man and brother and all that stuff.
We get a lot of that. We get Rosen talking to Rosen when he connects on Clean Feed.
Mm. Yeah.
It's a whole play in here.
It's a big week for Rosen.
Big one.
CJ Cop followed by Collodial.
Oh.
It's a lot of goff.
All right, George, we'll let the accents go for a little bit, but we'll pick it up again next week. Yeah. How about we'll do next Tuesday?
Let's party Friday night at Longhorn Ballroom.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds like a great idea.
Oh, yeah. Y'all come on down.
Let's go.
Hell yeah, man. All right, George, we'll talk to you.
Right,
see you Friday.
Jump, Jim. Boys.